North Carolina is one of just four states expecting to see a budget surplus this year, and it is a significant figure. The nonpartisan State Fiscal Research Division projects $552 million extra dollars will flow into North Carolina's coffers. The budget debates are still months away, but one proposal for some of that extra money is up for a vote next week. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
Republican Nelson Dollar is something of a budget guru for the North Carolina House. He's the top budget writer, negotiator, and chairman of the Appropriations Committee. But when it came time for House Bill 7 to go through that committee, Dollar let this man pitch the bill.
Well, thank you, Chairman. Again, for the record, my name is Steve Bailey, and I'm a senior associate with the Pew Charitable Trust.
Pew is a nonpartisan think tank, and Bailey's focus is all about finding best practices when it comes to state budgets. In particular, how much and when states should save.
And I'm here today because House Bill 7 contains not just one, but four best practices identified by our research. First, it creates a savings deposit rule tied to revenue growth.
HB 7 would mandate 15% of all surpluses be placed in North Carolina's rainy day fund. This year, that would mean $82.8 million. Second, the bill would establish just when the rainy day fund could be used, something that now is simply up to legislators.
North Carolina is one of only six states that does not have any conditions for when the rainy day fund can be used. In other words, there's no definition for what constitutes rain for your rainy day fund.
If passed, the rainy day fund could be used to cover budget shortfalls, to cover costs imposed by a court or administrative order, or to provide relief and assistance in an emergency, like a natural disaster. The third best practice?
It establishes an evidence-based fund savings target, so how big the fund could possibly grow.
And finally,
it provides a mechanism to reevaluate the rules governing the fund in 2 years.
House Bill 7 flew through committee and is expected to be debated by the House on Tuesday. And there will be debate. One thing not covered by Pew's presentation are the long-term costs of saving versus spending on hot-button issues like teacher pay and roads. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.